It's the head case agitator, throwback classic like a Netscape navigator. I ain't grow up around tractors. I make weird music, get consumed by anti-vaxxers. 2024, the world's off its axis. Motivation, nothing, you don't put it into practice. Perseverance, you can never say my luck good. Torture genius, play Tetris, and I fuck good. Trespassers, William Will from the bank, drank a lot of George Killian with 10 Percocets, so it actually killed him. The branch sent a facsimile through the building. Commit suicide by Ponderosa Steakhouse. Give me room. Everybody space out. I blast myself on the buffet and pack a bag for takeout. Space lab on a paper route. Dry sockets. No love, calm swag, Sonny Crockett. Countdown, lift off, blast rockets. Drink my pockets.
DJ King Flow.
Slow glow,
fuck receiving my flowers, nigga. My glasses are made of rose gold. No go for broke talk. Red light put on that language. Unbreakable, ain't looking at damage. Nano chip thoughts, macro action. That low fashion has got me high up with a bat hole smashing. 5'8", nigga, that it bodies a 7. They got a die to say he got into heaven. A cock weapon, so my knots protected. Not selected with an enemy, with God's defensive. Making quick moves. Slick dude that you dummies don't want friction with. Cooking up even with kitchen lists. Keep the live one. Stand on 10 toes while you guys run. Wanting the BB or make you my son. You lost and I won. Ain't a twist of that ending in this movie. Y'all can switch to the credits.
Nigga, calm down.
DJ
he haunts hip-hop, hip-hop haunts him back. When he runs out of rounds, he roundhouses his scraps. Mission capable, tie you to the table, interrogate you with jumper cables. Don't know what to ask you, don't know what to say to you. Pray for you, the isolatory is unescapable. Anonymously paid for you, custom made for you. Madman label you when your behavior's unfavorable till it breaks you. Musical misnomer, microphone ogre, symbiote host and clone donor. For the next 4 months, I smoke blunt. White paper, old school, son. Just roll up some so I can zone to the drum. Enuma Elish, Shotokan flips, Dogon kicks, one arm gunslingers. Don't mess, won't fuck with you.
Smoking that fire, smoking that dough, you don't. And you know. Smoking that fire, smoking that dough, you don't. And you know.
Rapping with cannabis, that boy that good. Only way you rap with cannabis is with a backwood. I was chosen, they left me for dead till I had rose and arisen. Either way, bitch, I'm different, now I got their attention. Money, power, and wisdom, equates to the day I could say I finally did it. Mama and my granny both smiling proud as I shine my crown. Knowing fraud niggas won't have it long as I'm around. Check it, I won't neglect it. You coming in cold, I spit these flows, the whole world gon' respect it. I get in that mold, these niggas fold under the slightest pressure. I get in them holes, give them strokes, I give them heart failure. No 304, that pussy go like she just rode. No king might accept her when she give me dome, it be the highest pleasure. Now bring it on, a young Capone, I'm on the higher level. Four Giottos on the Corolla, my tie is special. Now come, I'm trying to bless you.
Smoking that fire, smoking that dough, you don't. And you know.
DJ King Flow.
Nothing they can do to stop it. Acting out of pocket, they never mention your name, but now they want to profit. Talking that Carolina shit, well, there's a line in the sand. Industry over there, the real is where I stand. I ain't a fan of no man, cause man will let you down. You might as well join the circus and become a clown. Me beg you to put me on is ridiculous. I'd rather own it all and win later. Inconspicuous, a different breed. Insight from the Lord when they entered me. I became the entity vessel. He speaks to me, move through life like day and night. Darkness comes right after life. The deeds you've done in life will be echoed in the afterlife.
Not fair when you're a man amongst boys. You're not really keen at understanding one's poise. My aura's too strong for you to try to avoid. Your goofy pride I destroyed. The talking never mattered when you surviving the noise. They utilize and employ. They know exactly what just you and I would enjoy. The way you gain powers when you supplying a void. The The way you stay in power keep you and I employed, that's suicide deployed. But back to the same old etiquette, gangster rhetoric, thanks to derelicts, hoods where all the banks confederate, relevance banks to delegates. Who you think's prepared, the one who's scared or the one who use prison shanks to settle shit? It's clear it ain't what it seems. I screamed out, fuck the world, and then it came in a dream. You can't enable a fiend. I told my daughter, look, I stopped raising my gun when I started raising my queen. Damn. And they might claim it's extreme, but if he's out for blood, leave his DNA on his jeans. And I will duck the corpse if I see a way in the means. So will they see his remains? Well, that remains to be seen. Yeah, we gon' do this one more time. Rest in peace to those who deserve them some more time. When your flesh is gone, your spirit just gon' climb. A winner is just a loser that tries. One more time.
This that Toronto sunrise shit.
DJ King Flow.
I'm pouring thoughts through a shot that I shouldn't have bottled. The more I brought, then they bought every plot as a hollow. Tipped in my past, blast through, but it never connects. Sever the rest of my demons, even if it suggests a different route we trying to earn while we turn a new leaf. And never fall, all them L's can burn you, we'll see. Sun change, rearrange, bring back on my feet. Winter to summer, interweave as I rinse and repeat. Spin the receipts, all my wins been validity. So fuck the vanity, you can't mirror teeter solidity. Hear my soliloquy, pierce fear as I hear to be. My pen sears the pages I write, despite the tears I weep. Sleepy the cousin, but this death ain't a family affair. Many prepared, cause this reaper playing musical chairs. Through the despair, you can't compare, but can probably relate. Try to debate, but I'm winning in the art I create. No matter what ends that we end on, I just hope it's not a dead end I depend on. Defend my spot, took a chance, we never pretend. It's more like money, money never bend.
Let me tell you about this dream I felt. How I had to free myself, I need some help. I wrote about it that day so I could share with the no-red. Woke up there in a cold sweat, nightmare on my own bed. A figment of my imagination was manifested. Looking back as an adolescent, battling my depression. Yeah, I struggle on those days, running toward pleasure and running from the pain. There's no one left to blame. Money doesn't amount to the good energy that's free. When I had nothing, an outlet was everything to me. This is more than a career, this is therapy to me. I'm facing my fears before I'm preparing me to sleep. Embellish the melodies and beat. Cherish the memories you keep. Will you forever remember me? And especially this week, I was addicted to getting a fix. It was getting me sick. Instead of saving, I was tripling risks, misusing gifts. Blow up, I know my worth. Refocus first. You could read me like an open verse. You know the verse, where I'm singing the same song. Same key, it can barely breathe, but somehow remain strong. I believe in you and all the things that you gotta do. Anything you are going through, I believe in you. Healing from the past, lifting on the path. Feeling pain, but you gotta change. I believe in you. I dug myself in a hole that was so deep. Affected relationships to the point we won't speak. We proceed, healing at our own speed. My soul bleeds, life is feeling like it's so brief. You don't need to hold self-doubts, knowing that you're your own breed. But make it better when just flow free. Rhythmic repetition, interconnected like metavision. I'm reshaping my behavior for a better letter.
I got a fascination with the elements of the occult. Bitches wicked, curse stricken, better ridden, unexpectedly sickened. Voodoo dolls with your likeness in the crawl space in the wall. Stitch your pins King through your face. The owl sees all. Catch you third eye blind in the handicap stall. And stick your head in the toilet at the local mall. You're walking out of the bathroom with shit on your face, a Yankee candle. If we got a fucking problem, then it will be swiftly handled. Axes ripping out a Randall, urns with ashes on the mantle. Heavy metal vandals, it's about to be a fucking scandal. Had a dream, now a plan, manifested into action. Real, recognize real, in this ill poet's faction. No cabal of elites, burning prop bodies, sacrifice discreet. Keep the masses worshipping false idols. Mass psychosis, while you're grasping for a title. They monetized our vitals, pharmaceuticals that make you suicidal. Weak minds pliable, not liable to roll a blunt with pages from the Bible. And it's viable to kids with alibis still undeniable. Death note in your best coat, all these lines cut throat. The long shot antidote, scream to the track and choke. Dark god and oblique apparitions out the tesseract smoke. Brother, pass me the dagger and cloak. I'm creeping up behind, this ain't a practical joke. Like Caesar on the podium, vengeance was evoked. Several entities were sent to see, possessing make you croak. No protection of your energy, the parasites awoke. It's looking bleak, bleak.
DJ King Flow.
The end mix.
seen what the time means. See, I said the gun was the maid of honor. Living a fast life, but never could delay the drama. Never. All my niggas is like the best man. But my right hand can't trust my left hand. And my big hand can't trust my little head. Did a lot of bullshit for a little bread. Air it all day, like an aerosol spray. All day, I'm up doing G-shit, can hear it all day. Like niggas yelling, cops coming, clear the hallway. I know about the dope sales, five-star hotels. Fake niggas ride the real niggas' coattails. Fuck coats, though, we throwing on the feed neck. Transforming like Autobots and D-sets. If you ain't getting murdered, then you cheat check. Tell him that the Phantom is back. I mean the Hawk and the Canada's back. Yeah, let's go. And all I know is pain, so I'm handing them names. I like to fly real high and then land in the back.
Six reactor, fist stick blades, it just snap. Making it through the maze with this pain ain't just rap. Once I think I'm out, pull back and call the old doors. Rewind to the start, what's changed? Heart just cold, more home. Throwing off, sipping sin in the city of God. Got me kicking down the door like who really in charge. See the pavement under me, rose from hungrily, but humbly. I roll cold, feeling froze, numb in my sun seen, puffing green, cough up along with me. Enter the mind, moment of jewels, treasure the times. Said it's all mine, like mellow after it's all mine. Now it's left lane music, another chapter for me. And living now, what was dreams and hopes still? 10 paces in draw, like it's one in a holster. Hip hop's religion, rap, ship on the shoulder. The big payback, redemption songs for the culture. Blades different, the climate shifting, the pain healing. Changing the weather, golden, never the same feeling. Ill and old, New York attitude, like John Starks. And living off experience, like the bomb squad.
It's all for fat, strictly raw rap, totally obsessive for your breath, the world block.
I don't pick up their calls, I don't look at the texts. I ain't fucking with y'all, we ain't got the same friends. I don't bang with your set, only thing we got in common is your sister. We love her to death, don't get upset, gotta change your energy. Talk about yourself amongst others, cause haters become enemies. Dwelling in the past leads to jail and more therapy. Trips out of state, duffel bags full of felonies. Your gang in the precinct, auto-tune singing melodies. Ratting for the blue cheese, wingman turned celery. No loyalty in the streets, they'll kidnap your newborn. You ain't got the ransom money or grow up in a group home. Clear out your bank account, I've been sleeping in a futon. Bitch made nigga with a purse full of Groupons. Y'all indolent, envious leeches from day uno. Talk shit about me, but in front of me, y'all straight culo. Yo, I'm just minding my business. Minding my business. You see who you heard what, man, listen. I don't know nothing, I'm just minding my business.
If you muscled up, get your fucking six pack, tummy tuck, doubled up. Cocaine, dope game all day, run them up. Get your wig split, trying to call 12. Easy to tell who's real, who's fake. I don't break bread with birds or make moves with snakes. We don't fuck with none of y'all, cause they just get greedier. I'm too anti-social for social media.
It's the ones that's close to you, that be deceiving you. Phantoms with their hands in the air, they don't believe in you. On go, ready to cheer for what they're feeding you.
M.O.
You might want to check the Wikipedia. Extravagant glow, high traffic like Expedia. You're local and mediocre. Homie, you a disgrace. Don't get poked in your poker face and put in your place.
Told you.
The home team back at it. Automatic, pure magic. I
told you.
Which realness, realness, to make sure that you feel this.
verse is legendary. Metaphors and similes, but shit hereditary. Hurry, snatch your mic and spit hard whenever necessary. Never secondary, I crush every adversary. Predatory MC, I fear nobody. Hustle up and stick it up the green formulary. All I'm trying to get is presidential obituaries. Bless you with his bars, now you're feeling like it's God here. Dim right, I'm God here, the lyrical frontier. Mumbo can hear, yeah, we make it disappear. We roll rhymes and roll beats like DJ Premier. The flow so old school, they thought I was a pioneer. Leave the nine elements ever since I got here. Stay fly like Rhine from Biggie to Zimbabwe. Petro, we run him up. Egg chop, we gun him up. Cloud juice, we into yap. Talk like we shut him up.
Mirror like Shubba, America's most blunted. Cheech and Chong say I'm done, dada. A bounty hunter for the sour. I'm a hit your hood, I'm in pocket, how I get around. I'm on my toes like a midget in the urinal. Whoever your connect, boy, better tell him I'm looking for that killer. I'm trying to catch a felon.
I'm looking for who's selling. Mary cooking my cerebellum. I pin and tell him my art is war, Machiavelli. By day seven, see what you're smelling is me and Helen. You see that seven or seven seeds, call me Magellan. Or call a reverend, Mac 11 to split your melon. If that don't get him, a honeydew in a split second. America's moat, put us both in the spoke section. With no sticks and no seeds and no exceptions.
I'm like, yeah, you know I roll that. I'm like, hey, this nigga got it, yo.
I'm like, yeah, and then we smoke that.
Now everybody say, da 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 da. I'm like, yeah, you know I roll that. I'm like, hey, this nigga got it, yo.
I'm like, yeah, and then we smoke that.
You wanna make it in the game, then you gotta be consistent.
DJ King Flow,
we just try to make a difference. The reason for my existence, we try and go the distance. We gon' strive with persistence. You wanna make it in the game, then you gotta be consistent. We just try and make a difference. The reason for my existence, we try and go the distance.
I said I played in the game and I be in the field. Younger age, hunger pain, dream about bills. Hope is hope, and that's all she wrote. Until I found dope, then I found some hope. Running my city, yeah, like Nino Brown. Without making the sound, stand up and sit down. On the road to success, smoking the leaf, just get relief. Talking to God, but I don't hear a beat. All alone, feeling like the streets of my home. Cause I'm scared to go home. Walls could talk, and the streets listen. On my neck, water ice glisten. Big 40 with the beam, just to be precise. No roll of a dice, end of a life. I'm not a killer, but watch how you move. Reach for my jewels and I bang you out your shoes. Striving for persistence, make it in the
distance. You wanna make it in the game, then you gotta be consistent. We just try and make a difference. The reason for my existence, we try to go the distance.
I stay ready, hammers loaded in go bags. Face rap, moving work like nomads, no cash. I only give chicks the gold nags. We the trendsetters and y'all follow the old fads. Ever ready, the bunny rabbit with big drum. Bass boom down your block when the thunder guard come. The bar's dumb like psych wards in Arkham. Smokey said the flow so fire it might start one. This done, you buns the sauce, squishy kind. In my mind, you sound the same as if a kitty rhyme. Vagina monologue, taxing you go write it all. They call for peace, Mohammed speaks, and this your final call. You stroll out on the Autobahn and blow the engine. I'm flying ships through black holes to conquer new dimensions. You talking stress and tension, ops and henchmen. What we cooking in the kitchen is beyond your comprehension. Snake hissing, get decapitated in the grass. We still cool and speak things you shouldn't have to ask. If you see us with the heat, then that mean we bout to blast. Brett be funky, cause don't get me talking out his ass. I stay ready, hammers loaded in go bags. Face rap, moving work like nomads. Low cash, I only give chicks the gold nags. We the trendsetters in your world, the older fans.
Yeah, yeah.
DJ King Flow.
Uh-huh. So, yo. I'm so over these rap Negroes with their inflated egos. Nigga bleach his dreads and swear to God he Migos. Acting like he's Southern, he was born on the East Coast. Talking like he from Atlanta, never left the West Coast. This how I look when your heroes got zero integrity. Your left leg in jeopardy. The leopard leapt effortlessly. Predatory weaponry. Spotted leprosy. So start checking the pedigree. I'm pure-blooded, melanated black tiger. You the Uber driver. I'm strapped. I'm a rider. Earth's a vagina. We all trapped inside her. I joined the suicide squad like Zack Snyder. Like when flies attack spiders. Or using a Dorito for a hand glider. I throw you off the scene on screen. The Wilhelm scream. It's either me and his team getting cream. Pull we 40-year-old niggas with a triple beam. Not on that purple lean. I'm on that trampoline. Money bag, eggplant. I'm a simple mean.
With the Coleman. With the Coleman.
DJ King Flow, mixtape addict.
How are you, my man?
Good, brother.
Good shit, my man. You know we're connecting the dots, man. You know, from France to the U.S. once again.
Already.
Yeah. We in the mixtape addict show. We got Jake Palumbo in the house, man. How's your day going so far, bro?
I'm good, man. Just got to the studio, tapping in with you, and then got a full work day ahead of me, man. So it's a regular Monday around here.
Yeah, always working, man. You know, for those that don't know, the homie Raz, he produced beats, engineers, also a good businessman, good entrepreneur, you know, a man of wearing many hats.
You kind of have to. My whole career, my whole life kind of, you know, especially growing up in Tennessee where there wasn't, at the time when I was a teenager, you know, there wasn't a vibrant hip-hop scene with lots of people rapping and producing and things like that. From the jump, I kind of had to do everything myself. You know, I had to make the beat, I had to write the rhyme, I had to record the vocals, I had to mix and master it, press it up, be the street team, the promo, the accountant, the janitor. It's kind of all I've ever really known. So, yeah, man, it's a regular day at the office around here.
Yeah, man, you've been doing your thing, man. And before we start talking, you know, about what you're doing and all that, I have to ask you, man. I have a tradition in Mixtape Addict. I got to ask you, who is your all-time favorite DJ, my man?
Oh, that's a hard question. Like, I mean, you know, there's so many criteria in which to grade it on. Like, are we grading it on scratch skills? Are we grading it on blends? Are we grading it on, you know, rocking a party? Like, being able to put together a... Oh, I'm bad at those type of questions, man, because there's a lot of people I want to shout out. That's a difficult one. My greatest of all time is Jam Master Jay, because when I was a youth, you know, Run DMC was one of them, along with Terminator X, because I was really into Public Enemy. Those were maybe the two that, like, planted the seed in my mind of the importance of the DJ within the hip-hop spectrum and framework, but, I mean, we'd be here all day talking, you know, if I was bigging up different DJs. That's a hard one, man. I'm whack at that question.
It's all good, man. You still name, you know, some two pioneers, two legends, man. And tell the people why especially those two.
Well, again, you know, I was born in Tennessee. I was born in the 80s and I grew up, you know, I was a kid in the 90s. And, you know, especially my family didn't have cable television, you know, so we didn't have regular access to things like MTV. They didn't get a hip-hop radio station in the area until, I want to say, 99 or 2000, actually, as crazy as that sounds. But saying that to say, like, Run DMC and Public Enemy were some of the groups that did make it, you know, into the radar, you know, even if you lived off the beaten path and not in a major city. And so... especially with Jam Master Jay, like seeing that he kind of acted as the musical director for his MCs. And you know, once my young brain started putting that together, you know, it was just an eye-opening experience of like the fact that the turntable could be used as a musical instrument. And, you know, as somebody who my running joke is I play six instruments poorly, you know, being a good scratch DJ, in my opinion, is more difficult than playing the guitar or playing the bass or the drums or the keys. Like, it requires a high level of hand-eye coordination. But yeah, you know, it's like I said, just being a kid, like, Run DMC, for example, were on Reading Rainbow. The kids, we had a children's show called Reading Rainbow in the 80s and the 90s, and Run DMC were on Reading Rainbow, you know, doing a rap about, you know, books and the importance of reading. And so it, seeing things like that outside of a quote-unquote traditional, you know, hip-hop lens just opened up my eyes to some of the possibilities as a youth.
That's dope, man. That's dope that you had a show with Run DMC in there. I wish we had the same thing in Europe, bro.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's Mixtape Panic. I have to ask you also, man, do you miss the mixtape format?
I do, for the most part. I miss the creativity of the mixtape format because there were a lot of great DJs, you know, who made some very creative mixtapes. I think the mixtape game at a certain point in the eyes of some artists kind of shifted and became a vehicle to where they could put out their half-baked material, you know, under the guise of, well, it's just a mixtape, you know, it's not my album. So I think there was a time maybe where the mixtape had maybe kind of got associated with half-cooked material, but I very much miss the era of the creativity in the DJs, whether, you know, that could be anybody. That could be Doo-Wop, that could be Tony Touch, that could be Evil D, that could be Ron G, that could be, I mean, the same thing. We'd be here talking about DJs all day. There were so many DJs that, like, really took the mixtape as an art medium in and of itself that, like, you know, before a mixtape was a vehicle to put out your unreleased material or the stuff you couldn't get the samples cleared, you know, a mixtape was a DJ's art medium. It was, let me show you my blend and how I'm mashing this up with this and this acapella with this and I'm cutting and scratching here. I miss that a lot. I would like to see that, you know, be more omnipresent in hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. And if we had like a Best of Jay Palumbo mixtape and you had to choose a legendary DJ to mix and host it, who would you choose, man?
Oh, that one's tough, man. I'm friends with so many, some of those people I named, like Tony Touch and Evil D. Like, these are good friends of mine. You know, I might pick one of them. Green Lantern, I thought, always did really creative mixes. You know, I wouldn't mind Green Lantern maybe doing it. But, anybody that, you know, any DJ that wanted to take on the task.
Yeah, man. And to you, what makes a dope mixtape? Like, what do you want to hear when you press play on the mixtape?
Me personally, like, I want to hear a listening experience, because that's, you know, going back to some of those DJs I named, you know, they were curating a blend for you. You know, they were bringing different records in and out and bringing in this beat for two bars and then go back to this. Like, those are the things I wanted to hear, because I can hear those songs anywhere. You know, I can either listen to the record, or I can go on YouTube or whatever, but the purpose to me of a mixtape was allowing the DJ to put his or her interpretation onto how they're curating and presenting this group of songs. So that's what I look for. Like, when I'm tuning into a mixtape, I want to hear that DJ's individual approach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, also, it's known, you know, in the mixtape DJ world that, you know, guys like, for example, like you said, you know, like Tony Toca, for example, known for breaking records, you know, like the newest stuff on the street, you know, he was going in the mixtapes first. And do you miss that, like the fact that DJs are not really breaking records anymore, I mean?
I'd say that they're not. I think maybe their platform has been lessened a bit, you know, in some cases, just because, you know, the way a lot of traditional radio has changed in the United States, at least. You know, a lot of these creative DJs are not being given the same airtime to break records that they used to, because, you know, a lot of the radio stations are all owned by the same corporation and they're getting sent in a playlist. And the DJs that are trying to break records, you know, like even in New York, we have Peter Rosenberg who does play underground records, you know, and tries his best to bring an audience to those records. But, you know, his time slot in which to do that is on Sunday nights from midnight to 2 a.m. Yeah. You know, even in the Stretch and Bobbito era, they were having to go on the air from 1 in the morning to 5 in the morning. So I don't want to fully put that blame on the DJs for not breaking records, because I do know DJs that are trying to do it, like, that have their own radio show wherever they broadcast from, whether it's from a station or whether it's from the internet. So I do miss the DJs being more, to answer your first question, yes. Like, I do miss the DJ being a more crucial part of the process. I can't fully put the blame on, hey, I'm sure there are DJs that stopped breaking new records and tried to play what was trendy and tried to fit in. Like, that's, you know, we're not imagining that that did happen. But I, at the same time, too, I think there's a lot of DJs that would be glad to break a lot of artists. It's just they don't have the same airtime that they used to. That's why I'm glad for people like Tony Touch, who's got 2 hours on Shade 45 every Tuesday, or, you know, even Rosenberg, like, you know, having to go on late at night, you know, it's still something. Like, there's still somebody out there trying to get airtime.
Yup, and DJ Eclipse also, and DJ Riz doing that thing too, man.
Eclipse, Riz, they're on every Sunday night. Like, that's, can't believe I forgot. See, this is why I'm bad at that question. You know, I just posted, you know, Eclipse played one of me and M. Ski's records last week, and it's always such an honor to be on that show, because, you know, not only do they get 10,000 submissions every week, you know what I mean, but, like, you know, these are, you know, ears of high caliber. So, so saying that to say, there's still a lot of DJs that are fighting the good fight and trying their best to, you know, give airtime to people. It's just, in America at least, the scope of radio has changed, not for the better.
Yep. And it's too bad that those shows are played at night, man. Like, you know, people got to go to work on Monday, so they cannot really tune in at 12 a.m. or something like that.
Right. Exactly. Most of your audience is grown at this point, and they have responsibilities. They got to go to work on Monday. So, yeah, no, you're right.
Yep, man. And let's talk about you, my man. You know, like we said earlier, you guys that wear many hats. You rap, you produce, you engineer, you play instruments too. You do a lot of things, man. How did you fall in love with hip hop?
When I was a kid, I was obsessed with music, period. Anytime there was music on TV, I was going to be parked in front of the TV, even if it wasn't music I liked. Like, I didn't care if it was rock music or country music or hip hop or whatever. Even if I didn't like the artist, I would still be parked in front of the TV, kind of like trying to study what the musicians were doing, just trying to see. I just had an obsession with music. Now, that did evolve into hip hop as, you know, I became an adolescent. When I was about 12 years old, I used to mow my grandmother's lawn, and I would get $20 a week to do that, and I would always take that $20 to the record store and buy somebody's album. When I was about 12 or so, it's about 1994, I'm all Public Enemy, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back. Mm-hmm. Out of curiosity, as much as anything, I had seen, my grandmother had cable, whereas we didn't. So when I would go to my grandmother's house, I could watch MTV. And that ended up becoming Yo MTV Raps, and I start seeing different artists. I buy the Public Enemy tape. The Public Enemy tape just completely floors me. I played that tape so many times that the actual tape snapped. I still have it to this day. But a few years later, in 97, for my birthday that year, I asked my mom and dad to get me Wu-Tang Forever double CD, and they obliged me. And that album, almost overnight, kind of completely solidified my need to be in hip hop. So to speed up 20 years from that point, as a kid, you know, I start because, you know, I played instruments my entire life. I'm not a virtuoso at any of them, but I can pick up an instrument and make it do something. So when I realized that a hip-hop producer could kind of be a one-man band and, you know, play, you know, kind of play all the instruments and handle creation of all the music solo without having to be in a band with anybody, that idea was very attractive to me. And with hip hop too, I was really blown away by the fact that it's basically musically limitless. And what I mean by that is you can rap over anything as long as the drums are right. You can rap over funk, you can rap over soul, you can rap over rock, you can rap over jazz, you can rap over polka, you can rap over klezmer music, you can rap over Zydeco, like literally anything. So there's no getting bored. Like if I want to make a beat with a Spanish guitar in it today, I can do that. If I want to make a hard funk beat with horns, I can do that. If I want to make some, you know, so I was very attracted to that. So I start making beats. Eventually, that kind of transitions into rapping. I did it very badly at first. You know, I was nicer at making beats long before I was nice at rhyming. And so at this time, like I'm a young and fresh out of high school, but I'm still living in East Tennessee. And you got to remember, at this time, we're still about 3 years away from the dawn of like MySpace and SoundClick and like the real beginnings of, we had the internet, but it wasn't quite there yet. Mm-hmm. So you would read all these books about how to make it in the music business. And they would generally give some type of advice saying you need to get yourself a buzz in your area first before you try to take on the world. So I tried to make it at rap in Johnson City, Tennessee. And let me tell you, that's a very easy way to starve to death. You know, again, like it's different now. Like you can live in Kansas and, you know, if you know how to work the internet, you can build an audience. But at this time, we're still having to pass out CDs and flyers and it was not working, let's just say. So I've always been the type of person that I benefit from like kind of being thrown into the deep end of the pool and having to swim my way to safety. Mm-hmm. So a few things happened in my life at that time. My father had passed away and I just kind of said, fuck it, and went for broke. And I moved to New York City in 2006 with around $75 to my name. Now, when I was still living in Tennessee, I had pressed up and put out a few releases, you know, that didn't do much locally. But I had gotten the hang of, like, what it was like to be a self-funded indie label. So, to speed the story up, when I get to New York, I kind of add another chamber to my arsenal in that I become an engineer. It had dawned on me that if I was going to be competitive as a producer and an artist, like my music needs to sound good sonically. If my music doesn't sound good, like it's going to be limited in where it can go. So I got an internship at a recording studio and I'd already been producing in my bedroom and recording and trying to mix and, you know, had some semblance of what I was doing. But doing my internship, I actually got to study people that were more experienced at it. And somewhere along the way, I realized, like, hey, wait a minute. This is a way that I could actually make money and pay my bills while remaining plugged into the music industry. Because everybody has to have a day job. Like, we all have rent and bills, and some people have families and, you know, things like that. So in the same week in 2008... I got laid off from my job. I got my first paid studio session as an engineer. And I sold my first beat.
Nice.
And so, like, losing my job in the same week, I made my first real money in the music industry. Even if, like, total, we're talking less than $300. It showed me, hey, like, if I can just keep treading water, I might not drown. Mm-hmm. And that was 16 years ago. So across the next 16 years, you know, it's from 16 years ago until today, like I've completely survived off just all my various related hustles, being an engineer, having a studio, being a producer, being an artist, running my own indie label. I do workshops sometimes where I teach people about the business, so on and so forth. Just the hustle, just the sum of the parts, basically. But ultimately, one of the things that really helped me was I parlayed my engineering work into building relationships with artists that I later collaborated with or produced with. Now, you know, that can be literally, go down the list of everybody I've worked with, whether that's Elda Sensei, Sadat X, Tony Touch, Rock Marciano, like, you know, literally anybody. In most of those cases, and probably 7 out of 10 of those cases, I started out as their engineer. they were referred to me by somebody, you know, hey, he's, you know, he's nice on the engineering. And the thing I always tried to do was never bum rush people. Like, I was Tony Touch's engineer for a year at least before I even told him I did music. I just focused on doing the work. Let me get your stuff sounded right. Let me make sure I'm efficient, I'm dependable, I'm reliable, you like me. And then once you find out I do music, it's a real easy conversation. Like, I was on Shade 45 like a week or two later. So I applied that. I'm just using Tony as an example because he's a friend. But like with all my relationships, I did that. Like, I would just focus on, like, you know, being dope, being reliable, and making these people, you know, believe in me in some way. And yep. Then from there, it was usually, once you've established that rapport, like, I'm not coming up to you looking for a handout or trying to get something from you. Like, I'm just here to try to add to the pot instead of trying to take from it. It's a much easier conversation to be like, hey, can I play you some beats? Or, hey, like, I'm working on this album. Like, would you want to get on a song? Or, and so across the last 16 years, like, I've just built up a ton of relationships like that. You know, by just trying to offer something.
Because you build relationship, you build relationship, and you also gain respect at the same time. Because all this respect, right, when you don't say too much, you know, just do your work, focus on that. And like you say, after everything is done, you can tell them about your music, and that's how you gain respect. Right. You know?
So that's what I mean. So I'm sorry, I didn't give you a long answer to your question. But, you know, that's basically what I've done, is just like one day at a time, whether it was building up my clients in the studio, whether it was the music I released on my label, whether it was me building myself up as a producer, as an artist, as a internet personality, you know, the yaps into a camera. I just took it one day at a time and never stopped. And we very slowly, by picking up a few people at a time, eventually built it into something sustainable.
Yep. And I like the fact, you know, that you're also giving knowledge to people, like, you know, especially when it comes to business, entrepreneurship. Like, you know, you're always giving advice, man, on how to maintain, how to build your career, you know, build your fan base and all that. So where does that come from? Like, because not everybody want to do that, you know.
You know what it is? It's a couple things. One, everything I learned in this business, I learned by hitting my head and making a mistake and then suffering the pain and indignity and the disappointment and everything that comes with that. So that sucks, but the upside to that is that's the best teacher in the world. Like, once you know what not to do, it's really easy to figure out what you should do. So, A, there's not that much in the way of good. You know, there's a saying that, like, bad information on the internet is plentiful. Mm-hmm. Good information is hard to come by, or it's usually behind a paywall. Yep. So realizing that, like, I figured all this stuff out the hard way, and there's not really a manual of like a how-to book of how to do this for most people. And realizing that 99% of most artists are going to be just the same as I was. Like, we have no money. We've got no connections. We're living on a prayer. We're trying to make some impossible dream happen. But by learning what it really is versus what it's not, you can save yourself a lot of headaches. So it's kind of my way of giving back, I guess, because, you know, I never really had, until much later, like, as I, you know, by the time I already had 10 years or more in the game, by that point, I have some veteran artists that, like, look out for me and try to be a big bro to me and everything like that. I have that now. But I didn't have that when I started out. And so I just think about, like, how helpful it would be. Like, one random example is that, like, you know, artists get really wrapped up in their own head thinking that nobody likes their post because the content that they put out is no good. When in reality, more than likely, your followers just didn't see it because of this issue with the Instagram algorithm. So it's like, if I can teach you how that Instagram algorithm works, I can save you all the sadness and disappointment of thinking, oh, this is no good. And you can focus on what's the real problem. You know what I mean? So that's what I just try to do in general, whether it's helping people understand how to build a fan base, how not to, you know, how not to fall into traps, like how to make streaming work on your benefit instead of your detriment. Whatever it is, like the thing I always realize is like these problems exist and they're never going away. Like the music business has never been fair at any point. Like that's not a product of the streaming era. Like back in the 60s and 70s, artists were getting ripped off. Like this is not a new thing. It's just the way that they do it changes. So if we keep ourselves tapped in to what's actually going on in the business, we can not only get farther, but we can save ourselves all this unnecessary stress.
Yep.
So, I don't know. It's just my way of giving back and trying to prevent people from having to learn things the hard way like I did.
Yep, man. That's real dope, man. I like seeing your videos and all that. So, keep doing that, man. I think it's giving inspiration and motivation to many, many young producers and artists out there, man. So, salute to you for doing that.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. And what's coming for you in 2025, man?
Oh, let's see. A lot of stuff. Currently out right now, I released, I put out 4 full-length projects last year. I put out Fire and Lead with me and Lex the Hexmaster. I put out Royal Blood with Q Unique and myself and DJ Presto 1. I put out The Violence of Healing, my solo album. And I put out me and Westside Ward, Dying in Designer album. So all those albums are out now. Coming up immediately in the future, M. Ski and myself did a 10-song album together. We've released 2 singles off that already. That album will be coming in the first quarter. My next solo album is close to being finished. I'd say it's about 75% done. It's a little more in line with, say, Plant-Based Libertard and some of those records. It's a little more, you know, me just boring out over boom-bap beats and letting, you know, but my last record I did was a little more personal. I kind of got that off my chest, and now I'm ready to get back to killing some beats. So I've got a solo record coming up. I have a few other records where it's me on the beat and someone else on the mic that I can't tell you about just yet, but will be coming. Me and Elva Sensei are locked in to do part 2 of Solving Cases. We have about 3 songs already on that one. It's just the same thing with the first album. You know, El and I both are doing 500 things. So we only get the luxury of meeting up in the studio about once every 2 months or so. But whenever we do, you know, we always get in there and knock something out. We're working on Solving Cases part 2 with me and Elle. I've got an instrumental album that's going to be coming out sometime in the summer called The Food's Great, But the Service is Terrible. It's been a while since I put out an instrumental project, and I have such a surplus of beats that, I just need to get them out. There's an EP with me and Shaw Leezy. I know I'm forgetting some stuff. As far as engineering, I just finished mixing and mastering the new Smith & Wesson album, Infinity, produced by Ninth Wonder and the Soul Council. That'll be coming out in about 30 days, give or take. I mixed and mastered the Real Psycho, which is Psycho Less and Be Real's new album. That just came out a few weeks ago. A lot more stuff in the stash. Like, I'm always working on something. I need to start showing up with a list. So when somebody says, hey, what do you got coming? I'll be like, hold on 1 second. I'll just read it off.
I have like a long-ass list.
My brain's just always focused on whatever the work we need to do right now is.
That's dope.
But yeah, man, staying busy.
That's dope, man. You working, man. You know, I respect the hard workers, man. You're one of them, you know what I'm saying? And you're doing great work, man. Also, I want to tell you, you know, it's not a question, but a compliment about your music, man. Like, I like your sound, you know, your live drums and the way you use guitars on that shit and the bass, the live bass that you had on it. It makes it sound unique. I really like it, man.
I appreciate that, man, because I try. You know, obviously, I am a sample-based producer. You know, 70% of the stuff I do has samples in it. I do some stuff that's sample-free. But to me, the essence of hip hop is always finding an ill sample on vinyl and, you know, flipping that into something. But beyond just chopping up the sample, I like to add some kind of my musicality to it too. You know, even if that's just me playing live bass on top of the sample and following the notes that, you know, the sample is doing. I think it just adds, I feel like I contributed a little more to the beat instead of just, well, I took this sample and I took this drums and I called it a day. I like to feel like I'm putting some aspect of me in there too, but also too, you know, that helps conceal your sample sources also. You know, I probably shouldn't be saying this, but, you know, out of hundreds of uncleared samples I've released over the years, I've only been caught for one. and one of the keys to that is, you know, adding my own instrumentation to the mix. But even when I'm looking for stuff to sample, I'm looking for instruments. Like, I'm looking for musicians. I'm looking for some kind of access to some ill-sounding instrument. You know, I can't record live Alpenhorn, in my vocal booth. So if I can get that off vinyl, it's kind of like having all those people in your band with you.
Yep. But you're doing it good, man. You know, it's really hard to find your own sound. When I listen to your music, you know, I recognize the Jay Palumbo. We say in French, we call it la patte. You know, I recognize the patte.
Appreciate that, man. I try, like, you know, I'm the sum of all my influences, you know, of which I have many, but, you know, at the same time, like, I just try to do something that's a little different from, you know, what everybody else is doing, so.
Yes, sir. Keep doing your thing, my man, and do you have any last words, man, for your audience out there in France and worldwide, bro?
I would like to shout out France specifically, because... No lie, like, when I look at my the metrics on my streaming and, you know, things like that, France is actually one of the top markets for my music. And I was talking to one of my homies in Paris recently. I really want to try to get over to France and do a show sometime in the next year or so. And get to actually meet the people that, you know, are listening to the music. I did a collab with a French producer, DJ Cliff.
Yes, sir.
We put out a music video called Billionaires Wear Skechers. It was on his album, U.S. Connection 2. I never met him in person. He sent the beat and, you know, the footage and did the cuts. And then I, recorded it here and shot the video. But, no, I got a lot of love for France, man. Y'all rock with me. And I really would like to get over there as soon as possible so I can actually meet some of y'all. But,
yep.
Regardless of where you're listening from, anywhere in the world, I appreciate the fact that you are. There's so much great music out there. The fact that you even allow me into your playlist is appreciated.
Oh, you already know.
We're not going to stop anytime soon. We're still pushing forward and upward. So if you're not familiar, there's a large back catalog that you can go digest. It's on all platforms. And if you have been tapped in with us for a while, there's a lot of new music coming.
Yep.
So just stay tuned to JakePalumbo.com. I'm on all social media at JakePalumbo. And I'm around. I'm looking forward to the future.
Yeah, man. And whenever you come out there to France or Europe, you know, let me know, man. We here. And DJ Cliff, that's the homie, too. You know, I made some music with him. You
know, oh, dope.
It's a small world, man. You know, we know each other.
I was going to say, everybody in the music business know each other, no matter where you're at. It's a very small industry.
Yep. Yeah, my man. And thanks for your time, bro. Appreciate you for being in the mix.
Anytime, bro. Thank you for having me.
Peace. Take care, bro.
Salute.